The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from a misty horror show in the mountains. This is the worst little podcast in the world. It is I, the Reverend Rory Dowd, after my long hiatus. And, well, shit, none of the other guys are here. We've got Rick. We've got a new intern. but we also have a band and a comic. We have Vicky Gordon and Newbound to rock you.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Hi there.
So that's what they're called.
Newbound.
Newbound.
One word, not two. I was just enunciating.
Isn't there like a Newbound Glory or
close?
Rick,
close.
Wait, you don't name and compare to the new band on the show. In so, the like first stream, 5 minutes?
Stream of consciousness, that's what I thought of first. And then I thought of you being young and bound, like with wires.
Newly
I was going
bound.
To change, Newbound Change. It would be a brand.
See?
Oh,
so this is what people get out of your name when they first hear it.
You could make keychains.
I actually enjoy that.
That's that say not, Newbound on really? Them. It would go over with the goth girls really well. Yeah. Goth and punk
oh,
girls.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
That was why we named it that.
Yeah.
That was our second thought. Well, what was your thirst? First thought about your name, though.
Since we're before we get to their names and everything, I'm going to just launch right into it. So, how much pussy has the rock and roll gotten you?
The Anyone? Rock and roll in general.
Well, this band is yeah. it? Is
oh, oh.
Is
let's, this start your, let's start with the drummer because his girlfriend's here.
Yeah.
How this, much do you get laid from the band?
Whenever I want, pretty much.
Yeah. Does she really like how hard you drum?
Do you call her and tell her about it?
Yeah. You know.
Are you blushing?
Yes. In this room downstairs by myself, blushing completely.
Excellent.
We were lucky that he was the one that smelled bad, so.
So. He still gets it.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen. It's good to have you back once again. It's chaos as usual here at the Worst Little Podcast.
You've been away.
I have been away. I've been away for quite some time. And then you were away. We were all away.
Oh,
yes. Here at the beginning of our sixth season, we all had shit to do, so we took a month off. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, no, yours was fun, though. You went on vacation and stuff happened.
And
right?
I proposed to
Fuck!
Nice.
My girlfriend, and she unfortunately
declined?
Said yes.
I told you the roofies would work.
Not something I ever saw myself doing again. Oh, ye this. Faithful listeners who know the roller coaster that is my marital life over the last 5 years.
This will only be your second wife.
Right.
I mean, you know.
Just do over.
There are people on the show that would think that's pretty.
It's a simple do over. That's all.
Right.
Now it's great. It's wonderful. The trip was amazing. Frankly, it was quite amazing. We went to a resort for a destination wedding in the Dominican Republic, Punta Cana on the Larimar Bravo coast of the island. It's the easternmost edge of the island. We did take a bus tour on the last day into Santo Domingo.
Ooh,
nice.
Which is the city Christopher Columbus founded, and his mausoleum and remains are there. And I did actually get to walk past and take a picture of his mausoleum.
So that was the first place he called America, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. It's this island that is half Haiti, a dictatorship where all of our textiles are made. By slave labor, and another half of the island, which is a democracy that is rife with corruption and crime, but everybody's like mildly happy because they get to talk shit about the government.
All right.
So, I mean, it was a very conflicting fun because really, I was 7 days in this like. You know, there's floral scent in the air conditioning. Kiss your ass. Yes, sir. Hey, how are you doing today? Can I get you a drink? All the time because it's all inclusive. You know, I load up a plate and I'm hungry, but it's sea level and I've just been traveling and it's 4 hours time difference. And so I only eat half of the food and you know, well, I end up throwing it all out and that's really wasteful. And I'm in this third world country and that's But
and you were sweating the whole time because you're...
No, I got over that real quick.
You knew you were going to pop the big one?
Well, no, I'll do that. I wasn't sweating at all. I was.
That's good.
Hi, I have a really small penis.
Yeah, I wasn't sweating at all.
He doesn't pop a big anything.
Okay. If she's stuck with me for this long.
Oh, the question. Right. I didn't.
For this long, that won't matter anymore. But no, I really wasn't sweating it because we were there for a wedding and we were just there to like really party. I mean, we were drinking so goddamn much. It was
you guys are weird.
Yeah. And we didn't have to pay for any of it because we had paid like our extra $30 a day when we made the reservations. So it was all inclusive all the time. The private beaches, the private swimming pool, the private restaurants.
Do you even remember anything?
Oh, yeah. We actually.
Spending money?
As a man of my years, I did not get blackout drunk the whole time, contrary a popular
good for you.
Belief or opinion.
Everybody clap.
Yeah. All right. Just to call you out, faggot, the last thing you said to me was bring me back something like maracas or shakers or a tambourine or something like that, which I'm going to go ahead and translate as a local rhythmic percussive instrument. Is that not a correct, fair translation, Rick?
Yes. That's exactly.
So after days and days of being on the resort and seeing this and going to the town of Santo Domingo, again, the city, 3 million people. It's a big urban metropolis with a presidential palace that looks like the Capitol building but smaller because it's somebody's actual house like the White House. So think about the Capitol building the size of the White House.
Okay.
Fuck.
And painted yellow.
Like, yellow.
With this really cool Disney-like lawn and guys with assault rifles and cool maroon hats with white feathers in it.
I want that.
Yeah. No, it's like, it's like weird Disney palace.
With guns.
With a lot of guns.
And hot guys.
And so I saw this like in street bands, in the resort bands, everywhere.
Playing the blanks.
Guys wearing suits. Playing along with essentially local mariachi setup, like, you know, a bass guitar and a guitar, you know, acoustic style, or just one guy sitting there with another guy beating on a drum playing this instrument.
I thought you were going to say something else.
Yeah. intern. Oh, intern.
He's waiting for instructions. Oh, you're just calling him to you.
Intern. Okay, here, let me.
He's waiting for you to say something. Like, clap.
Get in here. Intern, I have something for you to do.
This is so exciting. I'm in a different room.
We have a new intern, and this is his first task from me. Take that to real Rick.
To real Rick?
Our intern, this is our intern, Fake Rick, ladies and gentlemen. Fake Rick, the fabulous baker boy. He has successfully completed a task. Rick, I would like you to please open
the package. The package.
No, I admittedly, I kind of have ruined a bit of the surprise, knowing like it is some sort of instrument.
Oh, the bag says "Gracias por su compra."
What is "por su compra"?
That's
thanks
Spanish for
"thank
you for your compra."
Thank you for your
trade. No, I'm kidding. Thank you for your purchase.
Right. Thank you for your trade.
Oh, that's so true.
Yeah.
Holy shit!
And custom.
Dude, it doubles as a cheese grater.
Yes, it does.
Fuck me.
Now, this is what we call a scraper. Ooh. And when I...
There it is. Ooh.
Okay, and you should do it a little more, like, softly and rhythmically, like...
I don't have any. This is why I record and don't play.
Here, bring it back in here. Bring it back in here.
This is fucking rad.
And so, no, but yeah, you scratch on it. I mean, it's like a washboard.
What do we call you, Rick? I forget your name. Is
Fake Rick.
Brad. We called him Brad.
Fake Rick.
Fake Rick.
He's Fake Rick. All right.
See if Brad can do it.
Fake Rick, you have to watch and show him what I'm doing. It. Kind of stuff.
That is totally different from anything I have.
I know. How good of a best friend am I, motherfucker?
Fuck, you are so rad. Rory, thank you so much.
Diane and I dubbed
a
Puerto Rican scraper because whenever we asked anybody what it was, you scrape on it.
They called it La Escrapadora.
Basically,
right?
It's like the scraper thing.
Okay, now Rick is going to demonstrate for me what you did. Hey. Okay, now, Rick, take your shirt off.
Yeah.
So fucking fake badass.
Rick. Fake Rick, good job on your first task.
Oh, woo-hoo! Thank you. Thank you. No.
I will give you a ding. That was actually successfully done. But really, you can... It's a tin can with
God.
A three-prong thing you can hit it with.
You know who's going to love this is Michelle.
Michelle
Bell.
Is going to really
She just lives in the percussion cabinet. She like the and anything new in there, she'll just go, no, I have to write a song for that.
So, Rick, from a tin product from the land of the peoples that Christopher Columbus, an Italian like yourself, subjugated for all time. Oh. Here's a musical instrument from the streets.
Thank you.
But we did actually buy it at like a local shop in town kind of thing. I mean, yeah, they had racks of them of all different sizes, you know, but there's like, you know, and there's like eight of them all next to each other that all like stores that all have the same products.
Oh, yeah, Rory, gracias por su compra.
It was that part of town, not far off the Old Town Historical District with like old palazzos and cannon remains.
Italian?
Yes, but that's what they called them.
Oh, really?
They were Italians. They were Italians and Spaniards, right?
Los Palazzos.
Like the Spanish financed it, but it was a bunch of Italian ships and greasy pre-wetbacks like yourself.
Damn Norwegian.
Oh, no. That's the place I would normally put it.
Hi, welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I lived in Salt Rick. Oh, shit.
What?
Thinking is like talking, but quieter.
Mostly.
I had a great time. Those were my trips, and that was my stuff. We've spent far too much time on me.
Yeah, and we have a lot of stuff to get to.
Yes. So I wanted to, before you sidetracked me, I was about to say, hi, Newbound.
Hi. Hello.
There's a band?
Hi. There's a band here.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I'm going to point to my left, and I'd like you to state your name for the audience so they get to know your voice. Give us your sexy voice.
Hi, my name is Dana.
Dana. That's a girl's name. All right, let's move
Thank
on.
You.
He's the nice one.
Yeah, you don't have to wait for me to point
all right,
to you.
All right, cool.
You know, yeah.
My name
well, I was
is
waiting
Kyle.
For it, dude. I'm down here.
I will cue you.
Oh, all right.
Kyle is the cool one.
Oh, thanks. I don't think I'm that cool. But...
Kyle plays guitar.
Mediocrely.
And next to him, we've got...
My name is Nick. I am the world's okayest guitar player.
He's the brains.
He's a lumberjackian. Mm-hmm. And downstairs all by himself, the Big Rye.
In this lonely room, yes, I play drums.
He's the muscle.
But don't you feel less lonely wearing the headphones since you can
yeah,
hear
no,
all of
no,
us?
No, it's great. I like the purple. That's nice.
But you really are all alone. Just
forever alone.
Yeah.
Even in a crowd of people.
Forever. Yeah, you. Good luck with that.
Sometimes I cry and think about how alone you are.
Welcome to the show, guys. It's good to have you here.
Thank you.
I'm excited to have this band on the show, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know if you follow my Reno Tahoe Tonight column 100-word bias, but in our most recent two issues ago, I reviewed their CD, and frankly, I was floored. It was killer. It was awesome. I'd like to see you guys at a live show, but failing that, I got you here in the studio.
Yeah, you can play in my house.
To play for me like a monkey.
I got
to
say, that's pretty rad.
So, yeah. No, it's just kind of the one trick that I have as a pony. And then I'd also like to welcome to the show my good friend, the very talented Reno comedian, Miss Vicky Gordon.
Vicky. Thank you very much.
Woo! Vicky!
The only girl in the room, and, you know, well, besides Dana. No, I'm joking.
Whoa.
I don't even know any girls named Dana.
Shots fired.
I don't. Yeah.
It's Dana Plato.
But I do like his lumberjack look with the flannel. That's awesome. Yeah. It's almost like a lesbian, but your hair's not long enough.
That's great.
You guys happy to be
I'm
here?
Insulted and laughing at the same time. This is great. I feel really good
You're
about
insulted,
it.
You're insulted, but you feel good about it.
Oh, man. I'm so confused.
Vicky is a master of the art of letting you feel like you care. And she does, too. Wink, wink.
But I can only wink with the one eye. Can you do one eye and then the other?
Yeah.
Oh, you bastard. You can.
I totally can.
You can only wink one eye?
Yes. Oh, Dana. Oh, my God. Okay. What? No. Oh, hit.
I wonder if that's attached
you know what,
to something.
Though? My lady can do the one maybe eyebrow at a time.
Maybe it was
I definitely
the...
can't do the one eyebrow.
I can do that too.
Well, I can do, yeah.
Maybe it was the stroke, Vicky.
Maybe. Oh, really? I thought we weren't going to talk about that. All right, Jesus. It was a private conversation we were having.
Oh, I'm the one you caused. That's all.
The one I caused. Yeah. Oh, yeah, the stroke. Yeah, you heard about that. It was downtown. It was an awesome night.
He was a fine gentleman.
Good
was,
he was only 32.
Was he really? It's like, wait a minute.
He lied. He said he was 67.
Got a fake ID.
It made him a little more attractive. So his hair still had color in it.
So he could get the breakfast discounts at Denny's.
He got a free breakfast free, that morning. Yeah, free. He showed his ID.
Well, hey, it's fantastic to have you here on the show.
Well, thank you.
Vicky's got an upcoming show here in, 10 days? No, next week.
The 18th.
Yes.
Friday the 18th.
Next
Ladies
week.
Of Laughter, yes.
Since ooh.
Awesome. And we're gonna talk about that in just a little bit.
Okay.
But I, for one, am sick of talking. Are you guys sick of listening?
Might as well be. Let's
hear some music instead. Yeah. That was really, you guys, I was supposed to get a woo, yeah. We're
yeah,
ready.
Let's fucking do this. Yeah.
I don't even care. Yeah.
I think they're just kind of shell-shocked and don't know what to do right now. Deer in headlights kind of thing a little bit.
Basically.
Where am I?
Okay, so we're thinking about playing
is
a song?
Is this real life?
Is that happening?
I think it's
song time?
I think it's happening.
Yeah.
Get everyone tune.
Oh, no.
The tuning
song. Did someone
song.
Fart?
Twice.
You
want to get cut?
She's
I'm just in the D's.
She's too old to blame it on anymore.
And you don't? Do you have a dog? Cats don't fart, do they?
Oh yeah, they do.
Oh, they do. Yeah.
But theirs smell way different.
Yeah, dog farts are terrible, horrible.
I get that when I eat too much Del Taco.
Dog farts? You get dog farts?
It smells like I ate an entire bag of dog food.
Just some running pieces.
One
much
epic
what
burrito.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, wow, that smells like I live with a dog.
All right.
Okay, that's ambient and pretty. Do you guys do anything more than that? Or is this it?
Thank you.
That's it. Thank you. Thank you.
That's all you get.
That's right. Our first
we're trying and then a little war drum. A little war drum.
We're trying out for a yoga studio.
A series of
we forgot to do the breathing.
112 part series.
It's a part of our next ambient sounds concept album. All
right. What's it called, Chewy?
Freebasing with gaze.
Oh, yeah. And he means like with staring.
Make me want to take acid. We'll be right back.
nice. So, that was awesome.
Thank you.
Oh, they have five songs. Did they do another one?
So I just wanted to be able to say this to you guys. When I say you guys are emo, I mean it like you sound like Jawbreaker. No, and you understand what I'm saying with that? It's a big difference than saying, oh, you're like an emo band. No, you sound like Jawbreaker, motherfuckers. And that's like, I don't know, in my book, a huge compliment.
Yeah, thank you.
And shit. But like, and you make me like wanna dance and make out with a girl I shouldn't be talking to, and make like have fun making stupid decisions.
Yeah.
Like, it's good shit. So thank you. Yeah.
Thank you.
We do like
play another song.
Play another song.
Yeah, one right after another.
You guys ready to tune shit?
I actually have to grab my cable.
Where's the girl?
Oh,
where's the girl, damn it?
Stuff to do.
Ouch.
Where's the girl?
We have an intern for this kind of thing.
What happened?
Oh, do we really?
Yeah, intern.
Must
fake
do something?
There's a
fake Rick, you
amp.
Are needed.
Oh.
There's a tuner on top of an amp.
Capo
on top of an
this
amp.
This is really bad planning on the band's part.
Yes, it is.
Do you do this at shows?
But that's why we have an intern. Capo on an amp.
It's on the handle right there.
Yeah, it is.
Mm, sexually. Bring your handle over here, fake Rick.
I love you, fake Rick.
I love you, fake
Rick. Oh, isolate that.
Oh, what?
Good times.
So, hey, all right, well, these guys are tuning.
Oh, yeah, that song was called Third in Washington, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate
Third
it.
Is that here
Washington?
Or somewhere else?
It's in Reno.
What happened there?
I know
it's
where
it's everywhere.
Is.
It's everywhere you are.
So
there's
Kyle,
always a third.
Is Kyle
I don't know,
the
Kyle,
only singer, or do all of you guys take turns singing?
Kyle's
well, you know,
yeah, it's
Kyle's it, man. He's
is
got
he
the
it?
He's got the best vocals out of all of us.
Yeah, I mean, we have an acapella side project,
yeah.
But it's not working out too well. So.
As you say, there's a third in Washington. Anywhere you go,
that's right.
There's also a Martin Luther King Boulevard.
That's right, and it's a terrible street.
And in Reno. It's a freeway.
Yeah.
And it's
see,
a very shitty part
see,
of the
we
freeway.
We were smart.
That's the only Martin Luther King Jr. where you can't buy crack because you can't go on the freeway.
That's right. Oh, we made that crack highway 65 miles an hour.
Damn, Norwegian, right. That's all you got to say?
Drive over that crack. Don't smoke it.
Crush it. Crush that crack.
You guys ready? What's this one called?
This one's called Human.
These are both on your EP, correct?
That's
yep.
right.
Yep.
We're trying not to play too much that's not on the EP tonight. Also, that's
all there's no secret tracks
have any
on
other
the EP.
Songs.
That's
no
okay. Oh, you don't have any more. Okay.
That's
we're working on some stuff.
By the way, there's this
hey,
guy I know who
that?
Runs a recording studio who might you know, be
oh,
interested.
Do you know where one of them works? They don't need me.
Oh, really?
Fuck.
Oh, this is okay. No, I don't. I don't know anything about them.
Oh,
I just heard
okay.
their CD and I love their sound and I wanted them
secret.
On the show.
Am I allowed to do a shout out or?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
We're all about Reno
fucking
shit.
Fucking Colin at the Sound Saloon.
Oh,
oh
yeah.
yeah.
Sound Saloon.
Ooh.
Oh,
yeah.
Colin.
Yeah.
We all love Colin.
He's yeah, great.
Oh, Colin. I know Colin.
Yeah.
Fuck, Colin's rad.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
That's pretty sweet.
Rick knows all those guys.
Well, I don't get out of the house much,
but yeah, if you guys like what
but
you
when
hear,
he does.
We're on Spotify and SoundCloud, too.
Yeah, and iTunes, all that
Spotify.
Fun stuff.
Yep.
Amazon Prime.
Where can they?
Netflix.
Does anyone even use it?
Hulu Plus. We're on the cloud.
Not for music, but I totally do for the free shipping and movies.
Oh,
yep.
Yeah. Totally.
Oh, totally. That's totally fucking worth the
we'll be in your living room if you pay enough.
Yeah. I'll have this recording in the show.
There you go.
I got that promo copy
yeah.
of the CD.
Yeah, you don't have to buy
no,
anything.
But wait,
you can hear them now.
No, but where can they buy the CD from?
Yeah.
Like, we have
if you
physical
where, copies. Where can people throw... Yeah, can people get physical copies? Can people throw money your direction
yeah,
for your
they
art?
Can. They can either contact us individually through our Facebook or Instagram page. Or we also have a Store Envy account. It's newbound.storeenvy.com. So,
kick ass. Right on that.
T-shirts, EPs, all that stuff on there.
So do you guys autograph the CDs at all?
Not generally. I usually throw in like a thank you card or something. You know,
a thank you card.
Yeah,
really.
That's usually signed by all of us.
Did your mom help you out with that?
She did.
I'm just saying because who heard a thank you? Do you still write thank you cards?
I do all
a
my
lot
signatures
of, actually,
with a crayon.
That's
so
a thing
know,
with
man.
Bands and CDs. And
is
tape,
it?
And tape cassettes. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
We can do it. Write thank you cards.
It's about cultivating your grassroots following and the people who support your art. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe no. maybe a cross stitch every now and then.
See, this
yeah.
is why he's a lesbian.
If on the if in the order or the email I asked you to lick the CD, would you? sure, before shipping it to me?
Yeah,
awesome. So I'd have your DNA.
But how would you tell?
New pick in there as well.
Yeah. I would just take it on faith. And if he's putting in a thank you card, I'm sure he might mention that he was sure to lick
thank
the
you.
CD.
I did lick this, by the way.
Right.
we should just print that on the back, being like, trust us, we licked it.
Oh, my, that's your new album.
Yeah, there it is. That's our full length. Coming soon.
Coming soon.
Trust us, we licked it.
All right, let's go to this song. Human, you said?
Yeah, Human.
Okay. I like this one.
Just start.
Consistency. You are inconsistent. Dude.
Jeez.
Woo!
That's so, like the perfect music for
nice
like
dynamics.
So remember
standing
when I asked for
out in the rain and shadows outside somebody's window,
but not with a boombox, right?
Are you referencing HH right now?
Very quietly.
Don't reference HH on me,
dude. That's some scary shit.
No,
HH.
I'm just like that's like awesome stalker music, man.
Oh shit! Are you calling me a stalker, Rory?
Hey, all great artists are known to be obsessive.
Weird. Yes.
No, that's a great tune. It really is.
I was just thinking if I ever got a boyfriend and then got dumped, I would stand around and listen to that.
Yeah. No, that's like I want to go run in the rain and smoke cigarettes when it's uncomfortable and like blame somebody else for everything that's wrong. No, not that that's what the song is saying, but it's
the song's actually about Hitler.
You. It's angsty.
Yeah, yeah. I went through a weird phase.
Do you think that's what made you gay?
History was.
Are your lyrics available online? I did not actually know if I noticed that.
They're all typed out on our Bandcamp page, which is, I believe it's newbound.bandcamp.com. Something weird like that.
Because I would like to listen. They sound like they are thought out lyrics, obviously. This is all a very thought out project, it seems.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
These aren't songs you just throw together overnight.
Yeah. It's going all right so far.
They're like parts and changes. It's like Broadway. Dana, what do you know about Broadway? Sorry, that was a gay joke.
It starts with Broad and ends with Way.
The Avenue Q? The Way to Broads. How long have you guys been playing in Reno?
As a full band, about a year now.
How many, you've been playing shows regularly or just trying to get started with
kinda
that?
Kind of do one every month.
Yeah.
All right, that's a good schedule, yeah.
Not to, burn people out and
exactly.
You know, all that shit.
Mm-hmm. I take it you've been in a band before.
Oh, yeah. Like local bands usually do is just play every night and you're just I'm sick of the same five songs. Yeah.
2 months later, yeah.
We try to get people angsty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you all Reno kids?
Reno.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, yeah.
They all were not sure and looked around.
I mean,
good to know your bandmate.
The only question I know.
I feel like I'm a Reno kid from the East Coast. That's what this music is total East Coast for me. Anyway,
yeah, that's not a thing, Rye.
Are you from here, Nick? I don't know if you were born here.
Yes, yes, and no. Yeah, I was born in Incline, actually.
That counts.
That's close. Well, that's this area.
Yeah. No, yeah. When I say from
not,
here,
not as a rich
the
kid,
larger
on the beach
area.
Yeah,
in an emergency.
Were you a water bird?
That's my favorite. I was born in Tahoe. In Tahoe. If
really?
You know what I mean. Yeah.
Underwater.
Really?
Yes.
No, actually, but I will. I will say a crazy thing. I have three sisters, and we were all born at home with midwives.
What? Wow!
Yeah.
Holy
and
shit!
You are
for us too,
you're
damn.
Not
my
like
mom is not even
weirdos?
A crazy.
Explains
a lot. My mom doesn't smoke pot or anything. I mean, she's not a crazy hippie. She's not a vegan. I mean, for some reason she just decided.
Well, no, vegans. Actually, the home thing was quite a traditional conservative American thing up until the 20s. Hell, beyond that, until the 40s or 50s, you didn't take a pregnant woman to a hospital. You'll catch a disease there.
That's where the germs are. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. You know, home births were standard. So that's kind
of
neat.
I was part of that generation.
Did you get to see one that you remember?
Was
it really messy?
You know what I didn't? I'm the third kid.
That's his mother's vagina that baby's coming out of.
No, but people at home birth, so kids can
everybody
kind of come
watches.
Around. Yeah. Yeah, it depends.
I didn't. I was about, all of us are about 5 years apart, and I do remember my sister being born, but I remember her, it was shortly after her birth, and she was crying when she woke me up. It was, early in the morning.
Yeah,
she crying, and I've decided she has been annoying me since the day she was
the
born.
The moment,
that's right.
The very
now,
moment.
She's just been annoying
that's right.
me since day one. I didn't see anything.
Oh, okay.
That
okay.
I remember.
Good.
Maybe I blocked it out.
That's
maybe I didn't see.
Deep in his subconscious.
You saw too much, man.
I don't know that I want to dig that out.
If any of you guys have never seen childbirth, maybe it's in your life path, maybe it's not. But all I got to say is
the best kid repellent ever.
Whoa!
Yeah, I think that's a good one.
I have seen it.
That's,
so.
Yeah, whoa.
It's terrible.
It's awesome. My daughter's the most wonderful thing ever, but whoa!
When it's your wife, yes, not your mom.
Either way, one is like your mom's vagina and the other one is like, I'm going to have sex with that later.
It was more like, I fit in that before.
Terrifying.
Rice saw himself being born. It's ruined him ever since.
Some sort of Terminator thing.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's like why he drums
so hard.
Water slide. He's a robot. let's ask his girlfriend if he drums hard. Hey, I hear her laughing. Yeah. Now she's blushing.
Not at that one.
All right.
That was a weird direction. I'm really sorry about that.
It's all right. You kind of lost my train of thought here.
Left the stage for a little
mom's bit. Vaginas. That was the topic. Yeah.
Mom's vaginas.
Well, we haven't even heard about the ladies show. Is it all local ladies with the comic?
Speaking of
ladies.
Actually, that gives
pumping
me.
Out kids.
Shut up, Rick. That gives me my segue.
So wait a minute. Yeah, right. Go ahead, Roy.
So what about? Go ahead.
So Vicky, I wanted to stop talking about the bands and start talking about you.
My vagina or just me?
No, you.
Because
yeah, and
I'm
your
in
upcoming,
a lady show with, you know.
Your upcoming comedy show. I don't know what brought it to mind.
How were you born?
How was I born?
Don't answer that.
It was in a tent.
Actually, I was born in Oakland.
Oh.
So there you go.
After the earthquake?
Maybe I caused the earthquake.
Fuck you, Rory. Fuck you, Rory.
A knight in shining white hair coming to your rescue.
So Ladies of Laughter is at the club at Owl Creek. It's on March 18th at 7:30 p.m. Let me see. I got the info. We got.
And you have actually a few other local comics that I know Josie, who's
you know
on the
Josie,
bill with.
Yeah, Josie will be there.
Josie Spadoni, great chick, longtime Reno comic.
Yeah, she's
what a
been
great
here.
Name.
Oh man,
you know Josie, Rick.
Oh, I do.
Yes,
from
it,
back
just,
in the
just
from
say
back
it again.
In the before times.
Oh, I'm bad with girls' names.
In the before
I'm
times.
Bad with guys' names.
Well, Sally Maudlin is hosting. She's been around town.
Yeah,
she
I know worked, the name. I can't say. I've
Sally O'Neill
act.
Maudlin. She worked with, I think she worked with Cat Simmons.
Oh, yes. Okay. That's why I know
Cat Simmons is headlining the Ladies of Laughter on the
18th. Oh, wonderful.
So that'll be fun. And there is.
Is she going to play Wild World?
Is she going to play Wild World? Cat Simmons?
Cat Stevens.
Cat Stevens? Wow, that was a stretch.
That was
yeah.
Really
that was, yeah.
Sorry, Rick. You're on no talk for the next 3 minutes.
I'm going to turn my mic off.
3 minutes. 3 minutes penalty.
Giving me flashbacks.
Go ahead.
So there's going
to
be a buffet available, no host bar. Yeah, right? So I'm like, I don't know how much a buffet is, but it's like $12 to get in.
Hey.
Damn. So, is it good or is it like Baldini's buffet?
Vicky's never been there yet.
Okay.
Rick, again, no talk. 3 minutes.
But the number to get tickets is 775-850-4471, extension 209. And you talk to Savannah.
Well, then.
Yes.
Savannah.
Ooh. She's very nice. Very nice young
Does
lady.
Does she have a lot of cats?
I bet she is.
There's a lot of cats on the Savannah. A
lot of cats on the Savannah. Wow.
Now he can't talk
so
either.
Is that like a lion?
Yeah.
Was that a
Dana,
Lion King
Dana,
joke?
Dana,
is that where you're going with this?
That doesn't even get a buzzer.
It is my favorite Disney movie. I'm not going to be ashamed of that one.
You're going to own Lion King?
Yeah.
Have you seen Lion Guard?
Nope.
That's next time one of you guys go to hug him, just whisper in his ear. I killed Mufasa.
I take a picture while you're doing it. I'm going to see this. Post it on the website, please.
Yeah. He already cringes when we say Mufasa. Yeah,
he does.
And then in April, we're doing the I'm actually hosting the Flower Power at Wildflower.
Hey.
And that'll be a lot of fun. We have Kate Brady, Jenny Pez Dispensa.
Oh, Jenny.
Jenny. And then Josie is headlining that one. Josie Spadoni.
I love Pez.
The always off-putting and offensive Jenny Pez.
Yes. Yeah.
Dream girl
and
for
she's
the rock
got,
stars.
She's got the Potentialist. She's going to be down there, I think, this Friday at the Potentialist workshop.
I believe you are correct.
I'm not sure where in town that is, but it's...
That
look
is
it up,
not
you can find it.
The Dickerson iteration of it. That is now on...
Yeah, moved, huh?
Fuck, I don't remember where it's at now.
Call Pan and ask him.
Yeah.
Right? I meant to look it up.
Pan is
now.
Really easily accessible. It's easy to get a hold of Pan. No, look it up under the Facebookery. Check out the Potentialist. There's a lot of good Reno comedy happening right now.
Oh, we have comedy almost every night of the week.
You damn
we have
right.
Sunday nights, we have the Waterfall. Monday nights, there's the open mic at Jub Jub's.
Yes.
Tuesday, there's Wildflower. Wednesday, it's the comedy competition at 3rd Street. And right now on Thursdays, we have the Great Basin over in Sparks.
They're seasonal comedy season.
They are. And I think they usually go right up until June, like mid-June.
Festival outdoor barbecue-y
and,
time.
And then after that is when they stop it because of all the farmer's market and all that stuff is going on down there. So there's comedy, you know, pretty much. And then there's the Reno Tahoe Comedy
on Fridays
Pioneer Underground,
and Saturdays.
Friday and Saturdays. There's a Laugh Factory. And so if you're a good comic, you're working on Friday and Saturday somewhere here in town, and a lot of us do. So we have that going on.
So come out the rest of the week and check out the hard-working Reno comics. Well, we're having a good time.
When we get down to the open mics, we're working on stuff. We're spitballing with different things. Yeah, sometimes it is. We're getting the waterfall will give us a prompt. Jim Fleming will give us a prompt as far as what he wants us to talk about that night.
Oh, that's a fun little challenge.
And it is fun. And it's,
bit improv.
It is. And he's not, you know, a Scrooge about it. You don't have to do it, but it's fun because it gives you a chance to write something else.
Yeah, yeah.
Rather than, you know, your same old stuff. And it's like, man, yeah, so that gets fun. Also,
I do want to rewind here. Oh, actually, here.
Okay.
Let me, literally. Hey, and even though there's a lot of good stuff in the middle of the week, don't be afraid to, like, pay a buck and go out and see working comics on a Friday, Saturday, or Sunday night in Reno.
Usually it's under $20 to see any of us.
It's a good date.
On the weekend. It is a good date because when I'm on stage, and we've talked about this before, Roy, when I'm on stage and it's, if I can get all the women in the audience to laugh, the guys are laughing.
Right.
Because if they're looking at the girl going, oh, she's laughing.
We're having a good time. We're having a good time. Maybe getting laid.
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, right? So I'm going to get a kiss. I'm going to get a cup. I'm going to cop a feel. It's happening. Clothes are falling off later. So that's the kind of thing is.
My smell has not stopped her from enjoying herself.
And she's still sitting close to me. So that's the kind of thing that you want to do. But also locally, have you heard about the Dear George movie here in town? They're shooting.
No, I am unfamiliar with
Emily Skull. They're shooting a movie here in town. They have a Kickstarter thing going on, and I'll be down at the airport this Friday and Saturday as an extra.
Oh, kick ass!
So it'll be a lot of fun.
That'll be good nice. For you.
Rock I get on. To be on an airplane that's not moving, so I'll be all right. I'm a nervous flyer.
Hopefully the air things will be on and you're not just like sweating there in like the stale cycling air.
I'm thinking of taking a flask with
me. There's probably going to be some of that. You should.
Yeah, yeah. That's a great idea.
That is, yeah, right? That gets all the votes?
Yeah. Just
I saw this in-flight cocktail kit. It's a zippered leather bag and a series of six bottles that are all just under 3 ounces with a bunch of different alcohols and a couple of tiny like tumbler glasses that you can make like an old fashioned. You can make a gin and tonic.
Wow.
Nice.
Mixed drinks.
And it's all under three ounces, so you can take it as carry-on.
I'm sorry. Is that a daily take-it-to-work package, or is that something you take on a flight?
You might be able to find a subscription package where you can get that.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Start buying it in bulk.
Is that included in my lunch pail?
otherwise known as lunch.
I'm thinking, an old-fashioned right before takeoff would do me just right.
That would be awesome. Although I was on this plane one time, it was a short hop, and I said, I'll have a beer. And before we got to the airport, they were circling to get ready to land, and the stewardess stood right beside me, and she says, ma'am, which I totally hate when they call me ma'am, because it's never good news.
No.
Ma'am, you need to finish your beer right now. I'm like, really? You want me to pound this right here in my seat? Well, yeah, we need you to finish it right here, right now.
And then they started screaming, drink, drink, chug, drink, chug, drink,
chug,
drink,
chug,
drink,
chug, 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 chug.
I only wish. No.
Lightning strikes the wing and nobody cares.
I couldn't believe it. But yeah, that was the only. But yeah, other than that, I fly okay. But yeah, I'm looking forward to actually sitting on a plane going nowhere on Friday.
So. Right, that won't be bad. Yeah. That's not bad at all.
It'll be fun.
My first time flying into Reno. Very first time coming in from, where was I coming in from? Chicago. I was coming in from Chicago.
Okay.
O'Hare. Yeah. But anyway, throughout the flight connection, struck up a conversation with the gal next to me, who at the beginning of the flight ordered 6 bottles of wine.
Wow.
And I had ordered none because, I was a broke punk rocker on a budget.
Yeah.
Hey, we get to talking, and halfway through the flight, she hands me 4 of them and says, here, I'm not going to finish these. I've already got my buzz on.
Oh,
so, my first time into Reno, I hate flying into Reno because
Turbulence.
Everybody sucks at it because it sucks. But man, that I didn't care about because I was like, you know, four shots of wine in all at once.
It was, so it was like a roller coaster.
It was like slamming a glass of wine.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Yeah. Was it red or white?
Excellent.
Do you remember? It didn't
oh,
matter.
Red. It was a cab.
It was a red? Okay.
Yeah, it was like a, what do you call, like a Sutter Home cooking wine cab kind of crap.
So
yeah.
It wasn't like they were carrying Boone's Farm. You remember that?
Oh, the Strawberry Hill. Yes, I've visited that land once or twice.
I used to hang out with Carlo Rossi.
Mm. Ooh, yeah, he's a friend of mine.
Anybody ever ride the Night Train? Wrestled with the Mad Dog?
They still sell that.
Flown with the Thunderbird.
Yes.
Put a gallon in me, yeah. Alan.
If none of you have tried these fine American-made liqueurs, I suggest you check them out. They're a dying breed. Support American wineries and winos.
Well, that you can find them at most bus, but you know, at stores near the bus station.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow, there's like a public service announcement.
We do what we can. That's what we're.
Do you guys drink?
That's like Sutter Home, the home of the plastic cork.
Yeah,
yeah.
And the red cup.
That's right.
Yeah.
Although I gotta say,
drink your wine out of a party cup.
Those black box. Have you seen those black box boxed wines?
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. A not a bad wine to drink at all for the price. And they don't go bad because it's all that vacuum sealediness.
Yeah,
they don't sour up and turn to vinegar. It's fantastic.
Yeah. Also, you don't feel as bad buying five bottles of wine in one box for $20.
No, it's just a case of box.
It's fine.
Fine.
I'm going to the beach, so I can't bring bottles. So I have to bring five bottles worth.
And then you rip open the cardboard box and you put the plastic one in the backpack.
A little camel bag.
You just let it float on the water with you.
Right.
Well, you guys have done extensive research on this.
We're not amateurs anymore.
Right, I was going to say, with tubing right there.
Yeah, down the truckie, you just bring a bottle or a bag of wine and it just floats.
Ignore the man behind the curtain.
That's the sound of the bottle of wine
that
in
is
the river.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I might have been known to take a bag of Franzia with me in some rivers in Missouri and canoe trips there.
Oh, yeah.
Stays ice cold when it just trails. Yeah, Missouri.
Oh, yeah.
You are correct. Not Missouri, but Missouri.
Missouri.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Missouri is Kansas City and St. Louis.
Yeah. No,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The rest of it's Missouri.
Exactly. Right. Where do you hail from?
Cape Girardeau.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is your family tree short?
No.
Short and stumpy.
anywhere
near Sykeston or Lampert's home of the throat rolls? This is In Jokes for Nobody That Cares. Welcome to the show,
right?
Gentlemen.
Lambert's Throne Rolls.
Play another song.
all right.
With all that, let's play. And go see comedy. We'll talk about that at the end of the show again. But really, Reno has a great comedy scene right now.
Yes, it does.
There's a lot of hardworking people who've been around for a bunch of years.
Yeah, there is.
A lot of young talent who's coming up seeing that you can do it in Reno.
We have a lot of new people, a lot of people that have been doing it for a while. We have a deep bench, is the way I describe it.
Yep.
Well, we got a lot of talent and not enough people going out to see them.
Bang!
There you go.
So get the hell out of your house.
Like you, Rick.
I have to work. That's different.
Rick is hard at work. Like he's like one of the little dwarven engineers, like in the mines, making sure the machinery runs all the time.
Exactly. I'm nodding my head on the podcast.
And then he comes home and cooks apple pie.
If any of you have read the story, The Handler, he's the little guy inside the giant popular man. That's a throwback to 1930s science fiction. So.
Wow.
All I was going to say, I thought that was the Iron Giant.
No, it's like if the Iron Giant had some guy in his head like a hamster working it all.
I hear your mom likes it that way.
All right, let's play music. I'm not making any more sense. Let's play music.
Right.
Let's listen to them play music.
Real quick, though, we are playing a show March 30th over at PB&J's on 4th Street.
What's the cross street? 4th and what?
It's
near 4th and Valley.
Yeah,
it's
and
the
Valley.
Old
Club
underground.
Yeah.
Okay, I still don't know where it is, but that's okay.
Right across right the around. Studio on 4th.
If you are heading towards Sparks on 4th, it is past St. Vincent's. Yeah.
Wreck your life and go to the homeless shelter and then cross the street.
Oh, there you go. Okay, now I know where that is. Thank you.
Right. Yeah. It's next to the Reno Bicycle Perfect. Project.
Okay, I know where that is.
Yeah, it's Reno Bicycle Project.
4th and Crack, I believe.
I'm there. Thanks for the help, guys.
That's the 30th, you said?
Yeah, March 30th. We're playing with some bands. One of them's Reckless Serenade. Another one is Uh-Huh, Baby, Yeah. And the headliner is a band called I Set My Friends on Fire.
Yeah!
Wow, that's a great name for a band.
Yeah. For me, it's a little throwback to the Dead Milkmen.
Yeah. Yeah,
if you love somebody, let them light them on fire.
Yeah, all ages show. It's only $7, so... I think spring break might be happening that time.
Fuck yeah. Get out and see a show, motherfuckers.
Not too sure.
Seriously. It's probably not going to be snowing. Probably.
If you have kids and they're on spring break, send them to go be with their grandparents for the weekend and go see a punk rock show.
There you go.
Seriously.
All right.
Slap at the bass. Slap at the bass.
Slap at the bass. All right.
This song is called Curious Case. Oh, no, not Curious Case. I always say that shit.
Benjamin Button.
Yeah, Benjamin. I've been watching Benjamin Button lately. No, this.
Over and over again.
Yeah, over and over. Brad Pitt, you know.
Do you feel younger? I gotta
ask.
Dreamy with that papery thin skin and balding hair. Mm. Drink that bathwater.
No, it's called Crash Course in Fraudulent Hearts.
Yep.
Damn,
that was rad.
That was really good.
Thank you.
You guys and your waltzy bullshit in the middle. That was rad. Fuck.
Well, Rick, you know what? I think there's only one thing that we can do right now.
So. As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for the worst little quiz in the world, where I'm going to ask our assembled guests a series of uncomfortable and awkward questions and then judge them out loud for your entertainment. Are you ready to play? Dana is down. Nick is shaking his head. Kyle is silent. And I believe Rye has turned into a werewolf.
I'm actually naked, actually. I'm naked.
Like I said, I believe he's turned into a werewolf. are you ready, Mickey?
I'm ready.
Excellent. Okay, we're going to start with you then.
Okay, bring it on.
And this is the awkward pause before
the awkward pause brought to you by our friends at Pinky Polansky, Mr. Felix Danger and Evan Humphreys. Thank you. All right. Let's see. Vicky, your lover, your mother, or your brother trapped on a desert island. Who do you cannibalize first?
Ooh. Oh, my God.
It depends on what they ate last. Let's think about this.
You only eat grass-fed humans?
Well, I'm just saying, if they had, like, had pork or beef,
we're gonna
taste differently.
We're
going to
go by
ones.
Gilligan Island rules. You've had a lot of coconut.
Yeah, so they all going to taste that coconut.
That's going to be delicious. You make some nice Thai food
marinated.
With that. Yeah.
So lover, mother, brother. Who not Mufasa.
Who do you cannibalize first?
Gotta go with mama.
Yeah, all right. I like an honest answer. All right, Dana. Same question to you. Yeah, same question all around.
All right. Sorry, Mom. You've lived the longest.
Thank God it's not Mother's Day.
Wow. And let's see, Kyle there.
I don't have a brother, so...
Best friend.
Best friend. Oh,
your
shit.
Your brother.
Well, and Dana's all, you know, wait a minute. Yeah, not the best friend.
Well, if I choose my best friend, I lose my my basis, so...
and if I'm you and we're on a desert island, I'm eyeing him.
Yeah.
And that is eyeing Kyle because he's larger than the rest.
Oh, fuck.
Not that he's fat or anything.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like, Dana is kind of... Well, his shadow would blow over in a breeze.
On the basis, thanks.
Yeah. Dana can make great twink porn.
Yeah, I'm going to say my mom, too.
Wow.
Sorry, Mom.
Wow, Mom's all around here. Nick, how about yourself there?
What are we doing? Mother, brother?
Mother, brother, or lover? Who do you cannibalize first?
Ouch. You know, I'm gonna go with brother. I'm going to go with brother because...
Because mom killing is just kind of shitty, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I mean, I feel like she would volunteer and step in at the last minute, so it'd probably be her, but I'm gonna choose brother, I seem like I'm doing a
loopholes.
Good thing, but also, I don't have a brother, so if somebody steps in and says,
best
I'm
friend.
Your brother, I'm going to say, you're a stranger, I'm going to kill you and eat you.
Whoa.
Well, so brother all around
yeah,
for you,
let's
sir.
Yeah, let's go with that.
All right, that's a great answer. And Rye downstairs, you've had all this time to listen.
I have. And I've thought it over. I'm going with best friend. I'm going to go with Dana because he's doing the whole vegan thing. He'll probably taste the best.
Oh. Also, I have to say...
Well, it's for the best reason.
Choosing a bandmate does get you extra points on this question.
Yes.
So. Also, his lover is sitting next to him, so they're downstairs by themselves. I feel like...
That would be
that
a
could be
poor
a scary
choice.
Yeah.
Even if it might be the correct choice. All right, and to just go on that note, hey, Rye down there, no thought, who would you go out and start a fist fight with in all of history?
All of history. Ooh, man, that's a good one. I'm gonna go with a quote from Fight Club. I'm gonna go with Abraham Lincoln.
Okay, popular answer.
He has that reach, you know, those long arms.
He's lanky, he was a woodcutter.
Yeah, he'd probably fuck me up, but hey, you know, why not?
All right, Nick, same question.
You know, it was Hitler. It, you know, as the famous one was,
but now
I think it's going to be Mr. Trump. I would love to fist
fucking
fight Mr. Trump.
Fucking bandwagon choice. Jesus Christ.
I want to see what's up.
So far, none of this is interesting at all.
Let's see.
Kyle?
I think I would choose Mr. Yeezus. Kanye West. Yeah, yeah.
That I Ooh, like. I could get behind that.
Yeah!
That would be interesting.
Most but then, arrogant guy.
Then you're beating up a broke black guy.
Very true, very true.
You're like Trump. Anyway, moving along to Dana.
I would probably fist fight Pauly Shore. Because let me explain why.
You don't have to explain.
Fan,
I want to hit him too.
But I think that he would make some hilarious noises during a fight.
Good answers also get you extra points. Vicky, who would you start a fist fight with?
Well, I had a similar thought process to Dana over here. My thing was I would choose to fist fight with Shakespeare because I want to hear the trash talk.
Ooh.
That's my answer.
Have we ever had Shakespeare?
Hit the
Shakespeare.
Wow, that's a good one.
Hit the poet. Why don't you craven wench?
That's it. There you go.
Yeah.
Exactly what I was going for.
All right, good answer. I have Shakespeare tattooed on me, so you're losing 35.
Wait.
Oh shit.
Okay, moving on. Vicky, questions back to you. What was the last book you read?
Martian.
And how many books do you own? Round to the nearest 5, 10, 50, 100, or 1,000.
Are you kidding me? My daughter's in the other room. Kathy?
A lot.
Round.
Round?
Round the number.
How many do I actually have in my possession in my house?
Yes.
I would guess 300.
Okay. Good answer. Dana, same questions to you. What was the last book you read? How many do you own?
I own probably about 40 books, and the last book I read was Love What Comes to You Next, and it was recommended by my mom about, like...
I bet it was.
about, like, learning to be positive, essentially, and
right, before
like
he ate her.
It was you did choose your mom.
Yeah.
Is this why you chose your mom? Because she keeps giving you these kinds of books?
I had to love some sort of food.
Learn to love the food that's given to you. Kyle.
Are we including audiobooks or physical?
Read with your eyes and text. Could be a Kindle ebook, but read with your eyes and text.
Otherwise, it's just a podcast.
And those don't count.
Yeah. I would say I own probably about 20. The last book I read was Catcher in the Rye.
Wow.
Because you had to in school.
Phonies, no.
So what did you think of, think of Holden?
My dick?
I don't.
Why do guys always laugh when I ask him about Holden?
Hey.
Because it's all about my dick.
Because we call it packing these days.
All right, Nick. Nick, last book you read, and how many do you own?
I don't want to be philosophical here, but are we talking fiction or nonfiction? I read a lot of...
It's book.
It's book.
It's book.
They're all books.
Book.
And if you are currently in the middle of more than one novel, you can choose to share both. Novel or tome.
Okay. Well, actually, I'm in the middle of both. I also do...
talking to the mic.
Some freelance recording engineering... You know,
oh, so you're reading a nerd manual?
Yes. Yeah, so I'm reading a couple of books.
Which ones?
One of them is really cool. It's actually it's written by Bob Katz, and it's called The Art of Mastering.
I have that and read it.
It's
that was not bad.
It's very very in Rick depth, has but a very easy to read right book. Now. It's fun, but also on the fun side of things, but also a nonfiction book. I'm reading a book called Behind the Glass, and it's about all of the different producers over the last like 50 years, whether it's Beatles or Madonna or Celine Dion or Alanis Morissette, whatever that is. It's a really cool book to see not only the stories behind that, but some of the equipment that they used and the theories behind how they did that.
How to make the sound.
Other than that, I'm a huge fan of post-apocalyptic books, 1984 and Fahrenheit 451. I'm constantly rereading those.
Warhammer 40K.
Yeah, all those. Catch 22. Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah. That's post-apocalyptic?
Have you ever read that book?
Yes, I've read it. I'm in love with that
one. And moving on to Rye Downstairs. Same question to you, sir.
He doesn't read.
You're a drummer?
Books.
Was that a question?
I would say The Gunslinger, books. The Dark Tower. Stephen King.
Okay. Oh. Okay.
That was the last book I read.
It's a good book. I like it.
Hell, days ago.
I think he's lying.
He had time to Google one.
Wow, where is it? Titles of
what is a good book?
Oh, wow. Okay, Rye, just because we don't believe you, we're going to go with you. What was the first album you ever bought?
Ooh.
Not downloaded illegally, but bought.
Because
you're young kids. You might have downloaded your first album before you bought anything.
Ooh, that's tough. I would say... So
you've never purchased an album.
I have. I would say probably Sugar Ray.
Nice.
Wussy Rock.
Fuck yeah.
Nick, first album.
I was on a houseboat trip, and I bought a CD without a case from some random dude that was there. I paid $9.50 for Smash by The Offspring. That was my first.
Nice.
Yeah, that was it. That
decent
was
album. You got grifted, son. Good job.
All right.
Kyle.
Taking it back here.
Oh, really?
Big wheelie style, Mr.
Oh.
Will Smith.
Oh.
Yeah.
Getting jiggy with it?
Yeah.
That's why you're so urban now.
Yeah. Oh, these are some great answers,
that
fellas.
Was my second
I gotta tell you.
I gotta say.
Dana, keep up the streak here.
Hybrid Theory by Linkin Park.
Faggot.
Even Sugar Ray's better than that.
But he got the love book from his mom.
Now, Vicky, did you own your own copy of Mary Had a Little Lamb?
It's possible. Why would you hear?
The wax tube recording by Edison.
I had one of those.
Yeah, what was the first album you ever bought, Vicky?
Okay, first of all, it was vinyl.
Yeah, album.
Amen.
Yeah. It was vinyl.
A record, because it is a recorded piece of plastic.
So there's two. I actually had two first albums, and I'll tell you why. The actual first one was I had to go in with. I had two sisters. We all went in.
BMG Columbia House.
And we all no. We all went in and bought our first album because we had to have the Partridge Family.
Ooh.
You know, Dave Cassidy,
that.
I Think I Love You, all that stuff,
yeah.
Okay?
Oh, fuck, he's so cute.
Right?
Oh, my God.
And then, you know, it's... then the first one I think I... The first one I know that I actually bought by myself was Donny Osmond's Puppy Love.
Oh, wow.
And the first 45, that small thing that you had to have
the
plastic
the
thing in the middle.
Yeah.
The first 45 of
them. They know what that is. They like
they might.
Records,
I don't
too.
Know. They're kind of, their eyes are glazing over a little bit.
But they know what records are.
The first 45 I bought was Rolls-Royce Car Wash.
Shit, I don't even
know
what
that is.
I like it.
Yeah.
You want to hum a few bars?
Yeah.
Got a little funk in it.
Is that, yeah.
Is that like a little Motown action?
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Rick, you got to look that up because... Well, we like that kind of shit, too.
Oh, okay. Man. You'd love that song.
Yeah, you like John Waters soundtracks?
Oh, yeah.
That's
shit. So was that your first album? What was your first album, Murray?
Oh, no, my first album. Well, there were two. It was a Columbia House deal. My sister got two. I got two, and my mom
there you
got
go.
One.
Okay, yeah.
Because it was only five for a penny, not the 10. Whoa, that it later became. My first two albums were... Duran Duran's Rio.
Ooh.
And Seven in the Ragged Tiger.
Wow.
Dirty cocksucker.
Hey, she dances on the sand.
Her name is Riku and she dances on the sand.
Oh, God. We need to cover that.
Yes.
Princess yes! Moms needs to cover that.
Oh, you're so right.
I have a band with my 9-year-old daughter. So
awesome.
And it's Princess Moms. Anyway, moving along. Next question. That shouldn't have involved me. Damn it. I hate it when that happens.
That was nice.
Vicky, when you're using the bathroom, is the door open or closed?
It depends. Is there anybody home? Am I attracted to them?
Oh, okay.
So I'm going with halfway.
That's your answer.
Yeah, answer yeah. If nobody's there, I'll leave it open.
I'll see.
Okay.
I usually close it.
Yeah. Even when alone.
Yeah. I mean, it's just habit.
Good man. Nick?
Wide open, actually.
Every time.
Yeah,
look at my junk.
I mean, just about. I mean,
smell
you know,
me.
It's missing. You're missing out on conversations. You know. I mean, we could have a nice chat. Just
so
you know.
Much can happen while you're gone.
I need to be focused. Rye,
Closed every time, but I'll talk to you through the door.
Okay, no, that's an important distinction.
Yeah.
Okay. I with the door shut. No, there's no conversation.
We can still talk.
Monosyllabic answers. Okay, right down there, too. We're going to get kind of fun for you here. What are the circumstances of an age where you lost your flower? Circumstances we're really more interested in.
Circumstances.
Age is good too, though.
Let's see. Driving a car without a license. Sneaking in through a window. You know, all the classic stuff.
This is just a highlight of
how
the
many laws can you break?
you know, exactly. You might as well make it exciting.
And where did it end up happening?
Girlfriend's house.
Her parents' bed, the living room couch.
Her bed. Mom came in, and I did a little somersault onto the side of the side of the bed. It was great. Yeah,
like straight up risky business style kind of crap.
Some crazy shit. Yeah.
Okay. That's pretty fantastic. All right. Rick's locking that one away forever.
Thank you,
Nick.
There's room in the spank bank.
Nick, wait, when was the first time you made love to another man? Oh, I'm sorry. That's not what we were talking about with Rye. Oh.
I don't want to talk about that.
I
was a little older. I grew up a little bit moderately religious, and so I didn't lose
what
my,
flavor of religion?
I didn't lose my shit until I was about 19.
Lose your shit? Then,
were you a Mormon boy? Or?
I was, actually, yeah.
Oh, God, that's so hot. Okay.
But you know what? I committed the 5 cardinal sins within 6 months of me leaving.
This is I had
it was like a checklist.
You had to check it out. I had extramarital relations. I had tattoos, piercings, drinking, and
coffee.
The marijuana.
We'll count coffee and smoking.
Okay.
Let's do that. Let's sum that all up into paraphernalia.
So you broke the 7.5 cardinal.
So wait, yes. Did you do this all in one day?
Six months.
Oh, 6 months. Said, that's right.
I mean, I guess it was with the same girl, so might as well. Have been.
Yeah.
You drank coffee with her.
I'm like, hey, girl.
She's
I'm ready for that
fixer.
Coffee. Girl, I'm off the wagon. What's that caffeine taste like?
Let's get some of that vanilla roast.
That's right.
Nice bean.
Don't tell my mom we're going to Starbucks.
So, but what location details? Like hood of a car.
Vagina? What do you think?
No, actually, it was great because you know. I for some reason thought it was okay to do everything else other than the actual thing itself.
Right. And including backdoor?
Oh, there was plenty of everything else.
Everything.
No backdoor. I'm not picky. I think we would always fool around downstairs, and I remember that her
is that a euphemism?
Is this a two-story
both?
House? Or?
Okay,
both.
Okay.
I'm gonna say both. And but I remember it was there was always this huge couch downstairs, and so we would always hang out down there, and then. Her stepdad used to work at 4 in the morning, and so we would be drunk at 3:30 in the morning, just totally fooling around. We'd be like, "Oh shit, he's getting up in 15 minutes. Should I pass out on the couch and you go to your room, or should I just duck into the backyard?
Out?
I would say 4 or 5 nights a week, we were like, "Man, it's 3:30. What do we do? What's the plan here?" I mean, it was pretty great.
And so one of those nights.
Yeah. At some point, I was just like, you know what? I smoked a cigarette. I had a cup of coffee. I can handle this.
All right, Kyle.
Mine's pretty boring.
Do you have a goal for that date?
Let's see. I mean, I'm kind of similar to Nick here. You know, with the religious falling out type thing. When I was 18, I'm 21 now. It's pretty recent, but good old Tinder.
Ladies.
Tinder, yeah, the new fantastic app to meet random people.
You did a Tinder hookup?
I did.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking A, man! That shit works. That's cool.
It does. I mean, yeah, I won't go past that, but it does work.
Her place or your place?
It was hers.
What was her fake Tinder name?
Was she older?
She, fuck.
I should hope so. Ha ha!
I believe she was 21 because she was drinking with me. So.
That's what she said. All right, Dana.
On my 18th birthday, I moved into a new apartment out of my parents' house, and I had a girlfriend at the time, and she gave me a birthday present.
Welcome to your new life, young man. Now, that's the way to do it. I moved out, got my own place, and I'm going to have sex with my woman. Give me some meat on fire. Good job.
Or vegetables on fire. I think he's vegan.
Yeah, vegetables.
But I am now. Yeah.
You know, yeah, that's still a very caveman kind of moment there.
Despite the fact that I'm vegan, I still like pussies.
Bacon.
So. Do you like it in your face?
Here's a question, and this is a question just for Dana, because I haven't asked it in a long time. But if you were about to go down on your girl, I don't know if you have a girl currently, but your girl.
Okay.
And you found warm, crispy piece of bacon just tucked right there between the outer lips. Would you eat it?
Like, as a vegan right now?
Yeah, right now. If you're going down on a girl and you found, like, a put there for you piece of bacon, like a mint.
Does it have a bow tie? Like a little, like, present wrapping ribbon on it?
It's not wrapped. It's cooked. It's ready to eat.
Oh.
He's thinking about it. That's
he, I know, right?
I would take a second and I'd be like, is it worth it?
It nah. But if you couldn't eat the pussy without eating the bacon.
Ooh.
Gotta
what,
take
is it
one,
stapled
dude.
On? Is that what you're...
I think
no, just sit there gently, but that's just a rule.
Under that stipulation, yes. Because
yeah!
I do like to please my women.
There you go. I just like making you be in an uncompromising situation. And Vicky, when was the first time you felt the sweet
How
embrace
old?
Of the little sleep?
Well, I'm old school. I was in college.
Right?
And it was the guy I eventually married, so...
Oh, okay. You're just saying that because your daughter's listening.
Well, no, it's the truth.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's kind
was
of
Was it, like, in a dorm room?
No,
in a car?
I had an apartment off campus.
Hey.
And we had to wait for my roommate to be out of the house or apartment.
Put the sock on the door on
right?
the outside.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you so like adult and responsible.
But no, I did
you.
Not like candles. And, yeah, I'm a little responsible some days. Not every day.
Yeah.
Excellent. Good round of answers, ladies and gents. Lady and gents. Rick, I'm leaving something out here. Okay. I have two more questions here, and then we're going to get to the rapid fire section.
Whoa. Oh, shit.
All right.
Let's do it.
Vicky, where would you haunt upon your death? Where would you haunt?
Anywhere my kids live.
Dana, where would you haunt?
I'd haunt these fuckers all over the place.
We talked about that the other day.
Yeah.
You'd haunt the tour bus?
Yeah. I don't.
Kyle?
I think I would haunt the last place I worked. Fuck.
Just fuck those people?
Just that place, yeah. No, it wasn't fun. So I already felt like I died there in the first place.
So more of a poltergeist kind
yeah,
of haunting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Not Caspery.
No, not Cat. No. No friendly ghost.
I imagine Vicky here was thinking more Casper, him something in the middle. Now you're the full-on vengeful spirit.
Yeah.
The Babadook.
Yeah. The Babadook.
You know what? I'm going to go with anything but a cemetery. I just read something really funny that said a ghost that haunts a cemetery is just a lazy ghost. So I'm gonna be a traveling. I'm gonna be a
not
well,
lazy ghost,
well traveled ghost, and experienced.
Excellent. And ride downstairs.
I'm gonna go with the well traveled as well. I would jump to every sandwich shop possible. Just sandwich shops.
Sandwiches.
Just lifting
exactly.
Salami.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah,
Ryan,
throwing meat around.
This might sound like an odd question, but if you were being led to a gas chamber by a comedian in a clown suit, which comedian would you prefer it to be?
Ooh.
Louis C.K. for sure.
Mm.
Very convincing.
Louis C.K. Nick?
I'm going to go with the classic old Bill Murray. I'm a huge Bill Murray fan.
Ooh, Bill Murray.
You can't
okay.
do any wrong.
Okay. That's a good answer. But not the correct one.
if he was still alive, Robin Williams.
Oh. Also, very
oh,
nice.
How about the ghost of Robin Williams?
Oh, <shit. Yeah. laughs>
like when he's the moon in Munchausen. Okay.
I'm going to have to go with Bill Burr.
Bill Burr.
I think he would make it very entertaining.
Interesting.
and Vicky.
I would have to go with Eliza Schlesinger.
Hmm. I'm afraid you're all incorrect. The answer is Jerry Lewis.
Jerry
Lewis. He wasn't a comedian. His life was a comedy.
The Day the Clown Cried, coming out just as soon as he dies. Look for it in theaters. Okay, rapid fire. Rick, can you help me out here?
I absolutely can. So, my first question, circumcised or not?
Not.
Vicky?
I'm going to go with not.
Oh, I'm sorry. For girls, it's what do you prefer?
Yes, what do you prefer, circumcised?
Circumcised
or not?
Or not?
Yeah.
What if I'm a lesbian?
That's also the correct answer.
Circumcised.
Circumcised.
Yes.
And Rye?
Circumcised.
Rye?
Circumcised.
Oh, okay. The whole band is cut. That's hella lame.
I know.
We don't have any loose ends.
All right. Puke or diarrhea, Vicky?
What, do I like it or?
Puke or diarrhea? Pick one.
Diarrhea.
Diarrhea.
Puke.
I would much rather diarrhea.
Rye?
Puke, for sure.
Okay.
Who wins a fight, a donkey or a walrus?
Vicky.
Donkey.
Fucking walrus.
Donkey.
Totally a fucking walrus.
And Rye.
Yeah, definitely a walrus.
Would you rather be gay or have red hair? Go!
Rye.
Red hair.
Definitely red hair.
Red hair, nothing against gay people.
Gay.
Yeah.
Bunch of homophobes. Faggot.
Gay.
Faggot.
Both?
Soulless faggot. would you rather be beat up or arrested? Rye.
Beat up.
Nick.
Arrested.
Arrested.
Beat up.
Beat up.
Is it the same?
I agree. Hey, oh, yeah. That's the correct answer.
Happens in the same place.
Vicky, Ozzy Osbourne or Ronnie James Dio?
Ronnie James Dio.
Ozzy.
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 Damn.
All right. Rye, The Who or Led Zeppelin?
The Who.
Zep.
Zeppelin.
Zep.
The Who.
Yeah.
Vicky, The Beatles or Elvis?
Elvis.
Beatles.
Elvis.
Elvis.
Both.
He's still alive. Both.
I gotta go with both.
All right. Rye, Star Trek or Star Wars?
Ooh. Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
All right. Ooh. Now imagine in a world where you can only pick Elvis or Star Wars. Which universe do you live in? The other one is erased forever. Vicky, go.
Star Wars.
Has music progressed the same way?
Shut up. You're ruining the question. Pick one.
Fuck.
No Elvis, no Star Wars.
Fucking Star Wars.
Elvis.
I'm going to go with Elvis. Music's got to live on forever.
Right?
I agree. I go with Elvis.
Dana wants to change his answers because the band went the other way.
It was like I was climbing on the fence and I just fell on one side.
punk or metal?
Ooh, punk metal. I gotta go with
you are Mr. Fence Man. Nick.
Punk.
Say punk.
Punk.
Metal.
We have to end the quiz. We've only got 8 minutes to be loud.
Oh, shit. All right, the quiz is over. And... writing.
Carry. Mash your hand against the keypad.
Carry the two. So coming in last place is Rye, because he didn't put any effort into the rapid
you
fire.
You suck, Rye!
Everything was both. Mr. Sneedley.
I like a taste of everything, damn it.
After him comes Dana, because he has a girl's name. Then comes Kyle, because he's not as cool as Vicky. And unfortunately, though, Vicky is upset from being the winner, because Nick wins, because he's just a goddamn good joke storyteller. Well, and some of that shit was amazing. All of you said, even you, Rye. That was like your virginity story is one of the top five we've ever heard on the show. All right, so let's have another song right now.
More music now.
Yes.
Let's do it.
All right.
Oh my goodness, I'm late for the open mic.
Really bad. Oh, like, no. I didn't know how you didn't notice that.
Because I was doing the quiz.
Before right. the quiz started, I thought maybe we should skip the
All
quiz.
All right. No, no, no. You know what? You know what I'm going to do right now? I'm going to say goodbye. We're going to go out on the song.
Yay!
So, to recap, Vicky Gordon, where are you appearing next?
March 18th at the club at Arrow Creek.
And that's the name of the show so people can look it up on the
internet?
Oh,
Ladies of Laughter. It's on Vicky Gordon on Facebook. I can get you hooked up.
And you guys, your next show is on the 30th at PB&J's.
Right.
That's right.
All right. Well, you should check it out. Please look for them all over the internet. Vicky and the band Newbound are to be found on the Facebookery as well as other social media sites. Please check them out. Get off your couch. Go see a show. Support local art.
Bitch.
My name is the Reverend Rory Dowd. Life is short and I love you. Good night, ladies.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
it was meant to be.
Dog War Studios.
You're relaxing now.
How about a princess story?